This is the Newsroom Podcast from the Public Affairs Department of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Newsroom.lds.org is the church's official information resource for news media, opinion leaders, and the public. Today's story involves the Brazilian government, who recognized the church recently. The Brazilian Senate has honored the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for the good it has done in this South American country. The church first entered Brazil with missionaries 80 years ago. Since then, the church has grown not only in membership, but in respect by the Brazilian government and its citizens. A special session of the Senate was held in mid-November to recognize the church for its influence for good and its humanitarian efforts not only in Brazil, but around the world. Brazilian native Elder Claudio Costa, a world leader of the church, says in the past his fellow countrymen did not look favorably on the church.
For many years, people look at the church as a closed organization, not open. And despite we have been very open since the church is there, and some groups of people, not everybody, but some groups of people, they didn't believe that we are Christians. And now they recognize that we are Christians and that we are very good Christians and that we are good examples to be followed by other Christians' faith.
Elder Costa says Senator Edison Lebeau, sponsor of the government recognition, visited Salt Lake City and discovered much about the church.
Senator Edison Lebeau, who is one of the top politics in Brazil, he's serving in the Senate for many, many years. He's a very respectable politic in Brazil. He came to visit Salt Lake some times ago, and he became very impressed with what the church was doing here in the Salt Lake area, what the church sent for other countries and help, etc. And he became more familiar what the church have done in Brazil for many years since the church is there.
Three other senators co-sponsored the recognition initiative and publicly spoke out about it.
They are not church members. They have other faith. And they recognize that the church is a strong Christian organization. That's very interesting what they said about some words of them. I think that's nice to quote it, some words. Let us multiply this Mormon church in Brazil. Then we will have a peace, order, and progress.
Another senator said honoring the church by the Senate Republic of Brazil is just because the church serves to foster the highest character of the Brazilian people. Elder Costa says the church's influence has focused on what Jesus Christ wants his followers to do.
We are more united. We are not a separate church or a separate group of people, but we are united. We are all Brazilians. We are all Christians. We are all church members. And I know that among the people, the volunteers that are working, 60,000 members, volunteers, we have perhaps 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 of non-members that are joining us in the Helping Hand projects. And that is a recognition for these people too, as the citizens of Brazil. They are doing something for their country. And they are doing because they learn in their church that they need to do more.
Elder Costa says in early November, TV Band, one of the biggest TV networks in Brazil, presented a five-part series on the church. The network sent its best reporter to Salt Lake City to capture the essence of the church and its influence in Brazil.
They show about the beginning of the church, the pioneers arriving here, how much they suffered to establish their families in the valley, and the growth of the church, the missionaries, missionary work. They were very, very truthful in saying that we are true Christians and followers of Jesus Christ. They show about the genealogy program of the church. They show the family history library, all the microfilms about the genealogy. They gave information that in our chapels in Brazil, the people can go there. Despite they are not church members, we are there to serve them. They can go there and they can make their genealogy. They can receive help from our volunteers there. They show Brigham Young University, and it was a beautiful, touched moment for me because they show a Portuguese class in BYU for the students of BYU. And only North American students in this class. And they were singing the Brazilian national anthem.
Since the church was established in Brazil, more than 1 million people have embraced this worldwide faith. This concludes today's podcast. We hope you'll join us in the future for more stories and commentary from newsroom.lds.org. Please send your comments about this podcast to newsroom@ldschurch.org. Copyright 2007 Intellectual Reserve Incorporated, all rights reserved.